Some years later, Aladdin married a beautiful princess, the emperor's daughter. The emperor liked Aladdin because he was kind to the poor people. Aladdin and the princess lived in a beautiful palace with a garden. They were very happy. Aladdin's mother lived with them. One day, Aladdin was in the palace reading a book. The princess was in the garden. She saw a poor old man with a big basket of lamps outside the garden.
"New lamps for old?" he shouted. "Bring me your old lamps. I've got new lamps to give you."
"What a good idea," thought the princess. "I can give him Aladdin's old lamp, and he can give me a lovely new lamp for Aladdin."
The old man took the old lamp from the princess.
"Thank you, princess. You're very kind," he said.
"Why do you want old lamps?" said the princess.
"Ah," he said, "I only want one old lamp. This one. It's a magic lamp with a genie, and it can make me a rich man."
"Oh, you're not a poor old man," said the princess. "You're the magician."
"Yes, princess," said the magician. "And now we must go far away to my country."
The magician took the lamp and rubbed it. Whoosh! 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 There was a blue, red, orange and green cloud in the garden.
"I am the genie of the lamp," said the genie. "Your wish is my command. Take us and Aladdin's palace to my country," said the magician. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh!
Suddenly, they were far away. There was no town. There were no people. They were in the desert.
"Please, Aladdin, take us home," said the princess.
"Don't be sad, my princess," said Aladdin. "We must get the magic lamp. I've got an idea. We can ask the magician to eat with us this evening. We can give him a drink with a magic potion."
"A magic sleeping potion," said the princess.
"Yes," said Aladdin. "And when he's asleep, I can take the magic lamp from him."
"We can put the sleeping potion in some orange juice," said the princess.
"Good idea," said Aladdin. That evening, the magician went to Aladdin's palace.
"Do you like it here in my country?" asked the magician.
"Yes, the desert is strange and beautiful," said Aladdin. "But we want to go home."
"Oh, no," said the magician. "You must stay here forever."
"Would you like some orange juice?" said the princess. "It's very good. It's from the orange trees in my garden."
"Thank you," said the magician.
Suddenly, the magician was asleep. Aladdin took the magic lamp from him and rubbed it. Whoosh! 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 There was a blue, red, orange and green cloud in the palace.
I am the genie of the lamp, said the genie. Your wish is my command.
Please take us home. But we don't want to take the magician, said Aladdin. He can stay here in the desert forever. The emperor was very happy to see his daughter and Aladdin again.
Tomorrow evening, everyone can come to a party at my palace, said the emperor.
What a good idea, said Aladdin's mother.
It was a wonderful party. There was a lot to eat and drink. There was music, and people danced and sang in the emperor's gardens. Everyone was happy to see Aladdin and the princess again.
Aladdin, where's the magician?
Asked the emperor. Ah, said Aladdin, he's far away, in the desert, and he can stay there forever.
Aladdin, you must tell me. Where's the magic lamp?
Asked the emperor.
That,
said Aladdin, is a secret.